For years, researchers have been connecting the dots between socioeconomic status and obesity. A new study from the University of Washington makes those connections even stronger. The study, published in the International Journal of Obesity, looked at nearly 60,000 men and women in King County. Researchers found people in South and Southeast King County were much more likely to be obese. The biggest factors were education level and home value. Adam Drewnowski is the study's lead author. He's professor of epidemiology at the University of Washington, director of the UW Center for Public Health Nutrition. Thank you for coming in today.
I'm glad to be here, Marcy.
This is a topic that you have studied for many years, the connections between obesity rates and socioeconomic status. What's different about this new study?
What's different is that for the first time, we're unlocking a different data set. This time, we're using data from health insurance, from group health, from HMO. And of course, we're not allowed to use data by address, but we can look roughly at the area where people live. And so this time, for the first time, we have access to measured heights and weights, and we can look at areas neighborhood by neighborhood. So instead of looking at counties or zip codes, we can now look at census tracts and soon census blocks.
And this is as opposed to self-reported information. This is hard data.
Exactly. In previous years, we've used self-reported information from telephone self-reports. And as you know, women tend to under-report weight and men tend to over-report height. It's only natural.
The study linked education level and home value, found that those were greater indicators of obesity than household income. Why was that?
Income does not give you an idea of economic security. You may have an income today, but maybe not tomorrow. So people worry. So we think that house values give you a better idea of accumulated wealth and resources and social standing that a person or a family has. And then, again, remember, education was very important, but this was not high school education. It really was graduate education that made a difference. So in King County, having high school education is not enough. You have to have gone to the university to get some protective effects on health.
And so essentially what you're assuming is that people who have had that extra 4 years of education have more understanding of the relationship of between what they eat and their health.
Yes. So we're looking at both attitudes towards nutrition, the priority given to good nutrition for yourself and the children, and also, again, remember, more education generally means a better job and more money. So those two things are connected.
We're talking with Adam Drewnowski, the lead author of a new study of almost 60,000 men and women in King County. And that study found that people in South and Southeast King County were more likely to be obese than others whose data was collected by Group Health. Are those parts of the county lower in income than other parts?
Yes. And in fact, to give them credit, Public Health Seattle King County has been focusing their efforts on those very areas. So the areas are low income, those are the vulnerable areas, but now we can pinpoint them with certainty and say the obesity problem and the problem of diabetes and metabolic syndrome is more likely to be here as opposed to over there. And that way, resources can be targeted better at the communities in need.
Is obesity, are there any genetic causes to obesity, or is this specifically a cultural disease?
Some people do have genetic obesity, but those people are few in number. Most of the obesity, I would say, in King County and in the United States is going to be linked to bad dietary choices, low-cost diets, energy-dense foods. All those socioeconomic things come in. Genetics cannot be excluded, but our results show that certain areas were much more obesogenic, so to speak, than others.
I know that health officials in the King County, Seattle King County Department of Health have talked about access to fresh food and to well-stocked supermarkets. Did you focus on that at all in this study?
We have done it in other studies, and we have looked at access in two ways. One was looking at physical access. Is the supermarket a mile away or 2 miles away? And since most people have a car or there is good public transport, the physical access, the distance, did not really make too much of a difference to diet quality and health. What really made a difference was the purchasing power. You can live next to an expensive supermarket, but can you afford to walk through the door and buy healthy foods? So the purchasing power, the economic resources were what we found counted in the end.
Now, Adam Czerneski, as I introduced you, you have been studying this for a long time. Did anything in this new study surprise you?
We were surprised at the amount of disparities, because in large federal data sets, you see obesity rates are higher in certain groups than others by 10%, 20%, or 30%. Here we found disparities that were six or sevenfold. There were areas in Seattle, King County, where obesity rate was 5%, and other areas where it was 30%.
That's quite a big differential.
It's a huge differential, especially since King County is supposed to be one of the healthiest counties in Washington state. And even so, we find local disparities and local areas of need, and we really mustn't forget about them, even though the county generally as a whole is fairly affluent and fairly healthy.
How will you or other public health officials use this information?
I think one way to use this information is to be able to target interventions in specific areas that need them. Another way is to try and predict disease rates and also needs for hospitals and clinics and doctor's offices and so on, saying that we're now looking at the healthcare area, and just like we had food deserts, are there going to be medical care deserts where people, for one reason or another, do not have access to the right care? Again, remember, our study was based on insured people who have insurance and a job. So I suspect the situation is going to be much worse for people who are not insured, do not have a job, and who really have a number of health problems, including obesity and diabetes.
It's fascinating. Adam Czerneski is professor of epidemiology at the University of Washington, also director of the UW Center for Public Health Nutrition. He's lead author of a new study from the University of Washington making connections between socioeconomic status and obesity rates. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Marcy.